A Marlborough Sounds watchdog group says it's time that Tory Channel was closed to all shipping and an alternative inter-island route put in place before the arrival of the new larger passenger ferries in 2024. The narrow rocky gap, which passenger ferries ply daily, is considered one of New Zealand's most tricky areas to navigate. Guardians of the Sound say KiwiRail's proposed new ferries will be about 50 metres longer than the current ships, and that'll pose problems. Peter Beach told our Nelson Marlborough reporter Tracy Neal there is an alternative through Queen Charlotte Sound and they want the ferries to use it.
The time has come for the Marlborough District Council and Maritime New Zealand to face up to the fact that this practice that has been going on for the last 100 years or more, using Tory Channel as a shortcut, the time has come to face up to the fact that it is just too dangerous. You know, if there were no other alternatives, then we could look at mitigating the risk. But there is another alternative, which is to bring the ships in, close Tory Channel, and bring the ships in through the northern entrance. It is a much wider, deeper, much more sheltered shipping route than, and much safer than using Tory Channel.
So you want it closed?
We want Tory Channel closed to shipping and large fishing boats too, the big hokey boats.
You've submitted this proposal to the authorities. Have you had a response yet?
Yes, I have. The response from the harbour master, and I have also sent a copy to the MSA, Maritime New Zealand, and they have come back and said, look, we are very interested in this.
What are the likely scenarios if a large vessel were to hit rocks in Tory Channel and sink, other than the obvious threat to life?
If a ship founders on the entrance out there, with the flood tide, all of the oil and toxins from that will all end up coming into Tory Channel. The risk to the ecology would be immense. It's a narrow channel, so you know all of the beaches on either side would be covered in diesel and oil. You know, the other thing that worries me is the litigation that would result from it. And that would mean, you know, if they could prove that the Marlborough District Council were negligent in not having taken significant steps to address the risks, you know, with their risk assessment, then they would be liable. And the people of Marlborough would have to foot the bill. This is something that the Marlborough District Council and the Maritime New Zealand need to look at very carefully.
That's Peter Beach from Guardians of the Sounds there. Maritime New Zealand says it's committed to working with all groups to ensure any potential risks are managed.